We're going to leave Dinyanim of Aliyah L'Regel for when it's more the Ikar Sugya. I'd like to jump down to the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. You all saw the big surprise in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabba Islay Derava. We've learned many machlekes in Mishas. It's highly unusual that two and a half blat into a machlekes, the Gemara says, oh, we're going to change it. Rabba Islay Derava, but the Gemara says that. So everything changed halfway. So Rabba still doesn't hold of Rabba's reason, of Lashma. He holds only of Kim Shtaris, so Rabba holds of both reasons. So the Gemara brings a riot tonight. Hamevi get memdina sayam. Ve'ein lo yachal loymer b'fonei nechta b'fonei nechtam. Yesh olof edim yiskayim b'chaysamos. So we're going to bring a raya from this Mishnah to the Machlekes Rabba and Rabba. So the truth is that you don't need to be a genius to figure out the raya. You don't need the whole Sugis HaGemara. If let's say the Gemara would stop right here. Tanan, Tashma, maybe Ketan Dina Sayyam. Ben Yachalai Fanan Shiskayim B'chaysamav. That would be a raya right then and there. It says that if you don't say B'fanai Nechtav, how do you make up for it? With Kiyum. The way to make up with it is Kiyum. That's a raya. That B'fanai Nechtav is Kiyum, which is Rava. So the Rashba is matmi on this Gemara. Why is the Gemara going now into Hope Shetel with Cherish and that he was first, he was a Pekeach, and then he was a Scharish? Stop right here. All that's missing, if you don't say B'fanai Nechtav, is Kiyum. That's all that's missing is Kiyum, period. And if all that's missing is Kiyum, so it's a Raya that B'fanai Nechtav is Kiyum. Very stark of Kasha. That's true, but in the Raya. We're saying Lafi HaEmes, since we're going to have to say it anyway, so we're saying it. So you're saying Lachinami, that's what you're saying. Lachinami, the Gemara could have brought that Raya. But so we're going to see the Marsha, when we learn Taisis, the Marsha comes here to the Raj with Kasha. And with that, we're going to get into our whole discussion with what the disciple goes into. But it, really, the Marsha is coming to answer this Kasha Saraj. Well, let's see. Vavina ba my vein yachaloi. Okay, we'll get back to answer the Kasha when we get into Taisus. Vavina ba my vein yachaloi. Ilay mecheirish. If you're going to talk about, he can't speak because he's a cheirish. A cheirish in Shas means someone who's not a bardeya. Because he's a cheirish, not a bardeya. But the assumption, stomo, and the Gemara says the word cheirish, is that it's cheirishet of a cotton, he's someone who doesn't have das. So that can't be. Cheirish by a suya kito. Cheirish can't bring a get. Tanana kok sherm levi is a get, chutz mecheirishet of a cotton. So what does it mean, any achaloim? Homer of Yais, a chal maizkinam. Kagai chenostu lach shupi keach. So what do we gain with this? That he is a bar shlichus, and he gave it to Akshupi Kayan, and he just didn't get a chance to say Achshin Nischarish. And now the shaila is, what do you do? So it says Yiskayim b'chaysamav. The Rava nicha the Rabba kasha. The Rava, okay, all you're missing is kiyam yidu kiyam. The Rava, you're missing the Shema. Is doch schwer. Why does it help you scan the chesam of? Ah, you're missing Lishma. This is the Gemara's Kasha and Rabba. The Kasha itself is a very clone Kasha. So Taisus and the Ran of the Ritva here throw us into the Sugya of Eli. Now before we start, being that it's a bit complicated, the whole Sugya, I don't want you to lose sight of the Ikka Nekuda that we're going to be looking for. We're going to learn now, we learn Taisus, we're going to learn about Machlekes Rishayim, whether an Elaim is somebody who is capable of speaking, who's incapable of speaking. He can't talk, but he's a bardas. Usually he can hear, and he understands, he's a havana, he's a full-fledged yid, he counts for minyan, and he's kosher for anything that doesn't involve speaking, can't speak. But he's like anybody who's handicapped, a full-fledged yid, and unfortunately he has a handicap. That's an Elam. And Eli is a bar shlichus, no problem. So we're going to have a machlaikis rishayim, the Ran and Taisvis are going to have a machlaikis. Whether an Elaine can, whether an Elaine could say, Bafanei Nechdav Iksav. If an Elaine comes with a shtar, and he's perfectly eligible to be a shliach, there's no problem. Just has to be Mekayim, this Takana Drabanan of Ksav. So the question is an Elaine kosher to say Bafani Nachtav Iksav? This is going to be the machlaikis. The answer is either yes or no. The Ran says that he's kosher. He's kosher to do Biksav, and we're going to learn the Diyuk and Taisvis, that Taisvis holds his positive, that he can't do Biksav. So we have a machlaikis if an Elaim could say, when I say, I don't mean say, I mean if he could write Bifonai Nechtav on a piece of paper when he brings the get, write down Bifonai Nechtav, give it into Bezdin. Is that acceptable to Bezdin? That is the machlaikis. Nachamol, the Ran Shita is yes, that it is acceptable to Bezdin, and Taisa's Shita is no. Now, which Shita needs Hasbro? Which is the Chiddush? What are we going to be looking for? The Ran. Why the Ran? What's the Chiddush of the Ran? Because Mepiyam Velay Mepiksav. What we're going to be trying to understand today is why? Why does the Ran hold Bifonei Nechtav, and Elaim could write Bifonei Nechtav, Bepiyam Velay Mepiksavim? Of course, if you answer why, then it'll answer when. Under which conditions is a kosher? No one's going to say Elaim could do any Eidus Biksav. So this is the discussion today, whether, why, and when an Elaim could say Eidus Biksav. That's basically what we're looking for. And sometimes when you get bogged down in the back and forth, you lose track of the main nekudas that we're looking for. Alright, so how does Elaim come in? It comes in because of Taisus Kash. And the Ran is the same Kash. Tav Taisus, Elaim Echevish. Loi Boilam Eimer Kigain Elaim. Why didn't the Gemara say, you know what it's talking about? The Eini Yachalayim Panefari Nechtam. You know why? Because it's an Elaim and he can't speak. So since he can't speak, so that's why. That's Taich Eini Yachalayim. And for Taisus, no. Din Kain Havalei Lameimer Velo Yomer. Now, some of you had a problem. What's shot in the Teretz? Instead of Eloi Yochol, what's the Lashon? Eina Yochol Oimer. So he says, Teretz is, the word Eina Yochol Oimer is mashma, it's a halacha that he can't say it. Eina Yochol, we don't allow him to say it. It's a halacha that he can't say it. Loi Omer means he doesn't say, he can't talk. But the Taisus understands the Lashon Eina Yachol Oimer means halacha stops him from saying it. And Memela, it can't be talking about an Elaim. Elaim, halacha doesn't stop him from saying it. If he can find a way to talk, we'll let him talk. He just can't talk. But he's Loi Omer. Eina Yachol Oimer is mashma it's a cheirish. Well, halacha doesn't let him speak. Even if he can find a way to speak, halacha doesn't let him. He's a shayza din shayta. So that's pshat in Taisus Teretz. Ein yachalaymar is mashra to halacha. That halacha you can't say. All right. Taisus says taich ein yachalaymar. I personally wouldn't have thought that's taich, but Taisus says, all right, we don't argue with Rishayim when it comes to taich. But the Ran obviously didn't like Taisus Teretz. That ein yachalaymar is mashra. The Ran says, you know why it doesn't say kagan elaim? Because an Elaim is taka kosher. No problem with an Elaim. An Elaim is not any Yachalaymer, he's Yachalaymer. He walks into Bezdin, he delivers the get, and he says it by writing it. Because the Ran Shita is that Pik Savim is good. That you can say Bifanei Nechtav and Pik Savim. We don't know yet. The Ran only says it here. No, you can't say every Eid. It's certainly not true of all Eidus. So we'll have to see. So far, all we saw in the Ran is that he says that you can say Bifanei Nechtav. It certainly doesn't mean all Eidus. If you're Elaim, see someone murder someone else, he comes to Bez and says a Biksav, everyone agrees that there's a Psalm P.M. Olympic Savah.
Then
So the Ran says that by an Elam you could write. Tosis doesn't say that Teres. Tosis says an Elam cannot write. What's Pshat in the Ran? So the Ran Taka says, why do I hold over here an Elam could write? Because I hold that Dinei Bafanei Nechtav is the same as Eidus Isha. Eidus Isha, when I would use an expression, Eidus Isha, it means if a woman is going to be an Aguna, and someone has to say Eidus, the husband died. So we know Chazal were quite makel in the level of Eidus to say Eidus to be Matur and Aguna. They were makel with an Eid Echad, even an Isha could say Eidus, Psule Eidus, anybody could say Eidus on an Eidus Isha. Chazal also said, by Eidus Isha, that Mepik Savam is kosher. To be Matur and Aguna, whose husband disappeared, even Eidus Mepik Savam is kosher. Zokteran, let's see. By Eidus Isha, they will make a late Echad, they will make a, anybody could say this, even Mepik Savam. The Dina B'fanei Nechtav is the same thing. Because by B'fanei Nechtav, they will also make a with an Eid Echad. They will also make a that even Isha could say this. So Mimela, some Stavra, they would be Mekel, but Piksavim is good. So Zakhtaram, I talk of B'chala Tara Kula and Elaim can't write before I Nechtav. That's Taka Emes. However, by here, which is similar to Eidus Isha, you could do it with Piksavim. This is the Ran's sheet. Over there. Right. Well, the Rabbanu are makel by Eidus Isha, it's a special kula, it's not a klal. Here, he's saying that since here we find that we're also makel by B'fanei Nechtav, that the Eid Echad is good, and even the Isha is good, so they're makel two kulas, so Mustam they're makel a third kula too, and Mepik Savam. The Ran doesn't have any rayas to it, he just says if they're makel life like Eidus Isha, it should be by this also. So this is Shita Saran. So again, the Ran doesn't hold this way, B'chal Tara Kula. Dafka by Eidus Isha and B'fanei Nechtav and Elaim is kosher with Piksav. So now we have to come back to this point, Taisus. Why doesn't Taisus agree? For Mekel by Eidus Isha with Piksavam, so why not be Mekel here with Piksavam? So the Stifler brings a riff, B'Shem Yerushalmi. The riff says, Hashem Yerushalmi, that there's another kula by Iguna. That's the kula of Eid Mepi Eid. What is Eid Mepi Eid? It means that the actual Eidus who saw this man die doesn't come to Bezin. But he told someone else, and that someone else comes to Bezin. Eid Mepi Eid. One Eid heard it from another Eid. Usually that's not kosher, that's not acceptable in Bezin. The Eid himself has to come, and we don't accept Eid Mepi Eid. By Iguna, we're makel on Eid Mepi Eid. Zot the Rif, you know why by Iguna we're makel Mepik Savam? The reason we're makel Mepik Savam by an Iguna is because it's really very similar to Eid Mepi Eid. You have a situation where the Eid himself can't show up in Bezin, can't talk in Bezin. So either he tells it to someone else or goes to Bezin. Well, he writes a letter and sends a letter to Bez. They're very similar. And by Iguna, once they were makel by an Aguna, that Eid Mepi Eid is kosher, Eid Mepi Ksav is also kosher. As I state in the Yushan. By B'fanei Nechtav, with Takan Mekel, Eid Echad is good, Isha is good, but not Eid Mepi Eid. Here we're not makel as much as Aguna. By Aguna we allow Eid Mepi Eid. Here we don't allow Eid Mepi Eid. So Zok Taisvis, the Testaitle Pshat and Taisvis, that's Pshat. Why is Mepik Savam no good? Because Mepik Savam goes together with Eid Mepi Eid. And just like Eid Mepi Eid is no good by B'fanei Nechtav, the same thing, Mepik Savam is no good. That one is the reason for the other. The reason Mepik Savam were makel by Aguna is because we're makel by Eid Mepi Eid. So therefore it stands to reason that in places we're not makel on Eid Mepi Eid, we're not makel on Mepik Savam.
Why
That's what Yerushalmi says. It's exactly it's the same. They're both missing the same nekuda. They're missing the actual words of the A. They're a message from the A. They're not the words of the A. So that in that sense, they're very similar. So Sister Yerushalmi compares them. So same thing. This is all the first paragraph of the Stipler. And if you want to know Pshat and Machlekes Duran and Tosfos, the Stipler would have ended right here. And we know Pshat, we have Machlekes Rishonim. And everything from here on in is not Pshat and Duran, not Pshat and Tosfos. Until now, we have the Ran Shita, then the PM, there's no Chsar in the Peaks of them. In other words, the Ran holds Aguna and here have the same rules. Tisus holds, like the Rifni Yerushalmi, Agun and here don't have the same rules, and this is a Machlokes. What? I don't know, that's every time we're explaining Tisus. What does the Ran do with Yerushalmi?
The
Gemara
in the
Temple,
the Gemara in the Temple,
the reason we're Mekel there is because.
So,
you know,
they give
the Emekel Ba'isha, and it doesn't say anything about Emekel Ba'isha. Why doesn't the Bavli say anything about Emekel Ba'isha? So, first of all, I'm not enough of Baki B'Shas to know that there's no Gemara that talks about Emekel Ba'isha. The main sugi is in Yevamos. If the Bavli is quiet about it, and so the Yerushalmi, so it could be that the Machlokes of Rana Tosfos is whether the Yerushalmi is there for the Halacha. But Akan the Machlokes. What makes this whole tumult, what makes the whole sugya a problem? Is the way we paskin, the Ramah. The way the Ramah paskins la halacha causes a bit of a problem. Because the Ramah in Simon Kufman Beis of Zayin paskins like Tosfos. He paskins that the Fanei Nechtav does not work by Fanei Nechtav does not work by a get by Befanei Nechtav but Piksavim does not work by Befanei Nechtav. The Ramah paskins like Tosfos that you can't write Befanei Nechtav, you have to come into Beis Mishnah. What's the problem? The problem is that in Chayshin Mishpat, when you learn Simin Memvav Siv Zayin, where it talks about the rules of Kiyum Shtarais in general, it's not talking about it again, it's Chayshim Mishpat. It's talking about the rules in Chayshim Mishpat, Simin Memvav Siv Zayin. There, where it's talking about the rules of Kiyum all Shtarais, not the Mystic Shtarais, there, the Mechaber Taka holds that, like Tosfos, that doesn't work. But the Ramah says, no! The Ramah says, for Kiyam Shtarais, Mepiksavim is good enough. So, the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara to be Mechalik? Why by Gittin, Mepiksavim is no good? And by and the Fanei Nechtav, we're going to Halacha, that it's Iker is for Kiyam Shtarais. So Kiyam Shtaris of a get, it does not work with Piksav. And Kiyam Shtaris of Chayshim Mishpat, it does work. It's like it's an upside down world. Normally more Mekel by the Fanei Nechtav. Right? Normally, the Fanei Nechtav we should be more Mekel. Right? That's they gave a coolest of an Aguna. And here, everything is Mamish Hakeret. By Gittin, we say, the Ramah paskins by a get that Befanei Nechtav is no good, like Tosfos, and by Chayshim Mishpat paskins it is good. Maishna, what's the difference? Right, and I have a second star. Right. And here it doesn't work. The same exact situation here wouldn't work. Let's say the Elaim writes a Kiyam. And then with the kind of Elaim signature, we know it's his signature. So why isn't that good? Therefore, well, I'm going to get a second person. I get two Elims, I'll get a Pekech and Elim. Actually, here all you need is one. Because here you only need one. They will make only the one tonight. So this is the kasha that many Achrayim try to answer. And in the stifle itself, you'll find four different tirutzim. The Shmuel's tarot, the Tzaisa's tarot, the Bismayah's tarot, and the Stifle's tarot. There are actually four different tirutzim. And when you have four different tirutzim, it has potential to complicate things. So I'd like to try to, as much as we can, try to explain it in a easy way to find and understand the Yesodos HaDavar. The Iker, the Beis Shmuel says that the Rama really is not being mechalek between Chayshim Mishpat and Gin. It looks like he is, but he's not really. Really, the Rama is being mechalek between the Elaim. In the Elaim, where Taisa said the Elaim can't write it Piksav, and normal talking people who for whatever reason decide they can't make it to Bez and they want to send a letter, they want to do a Piksav. And the Rama in Gittin is talking Dafka about an Elaim, and the Elaim is possible to give it over Piksav, and the Rama Chayshim Ishbar is talking about healthy people, not Balimun, people who can speak, and they are kosher to write b'ksav. And really, what he says by Gittin is true about Chayshim Mishpat too. The Ramal holds that Chayshim Mishpat also, that an Elaim is possible. And when he says that Chayshim Mishpat, that a healthy person can do it, it'll be true in Gittin also. That a healthy person can write b'ksav, will be true here also. So that there's really no difference between Gittin and Chayshim Mishpat. By both, it's the same rule. The rule is, an Elaim is Pasul B'Ksav, and a normal, healthy person is Kosher B'Ksav. In other words, the Psulim, the P'em, V'Leim, P'Ksavim only applies to someone who's incapable of speaking. Someone who can't speak, he can't write. Someone who could speak, he could write, at least by Kiyum Shtaris. This is the Beis Shmuel's killer. Memela, it answers the kasha very nicely, there's no question. It answers it. It's not a chilek in Gittin, a chayshim mishpat. It happens to be that since the sugya of Elaim is here in Gittin, so there are more rooted here in Gittin. But really, it's the same. It's really the same. What?
Why
should it be that way? The question is why? What's the svar to this chilek? What? So the emes is this, what's the svara? That's really the problem. What's the svara of this? That Elaim no, and everybody else yes. So we find such a thing. There's a taisus psudis that chafam in days who makes such a chilek, and he applies this svara. There's certain cases in Shas where we say, as long as you're able to do something, you don't have to do it. But if you're not able to do it, then it's a problem. The original case of Kosha Roy Labila Bila Makeves is talking by the Ktaires, by the Menachis. Menachis have to be a mixture of flour and oil. Roy Labila, up to a certain amount of flour, is considered Roy Labila. You want to mix flour with oil in our big machines, you're mixing it by hand. Up to a certain amount, you do a good Bila, is Losh Balula, Balula Vashem. So up to a certain amount, up to Shishim Mana, Shishim Halakim, is considered Roy, and more is not. But the truth is, by the Menachis, you don't have to mix it. Balula Vashem. If you pour the oil and you don't mix it, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, why, if it's a larger amount, is it possible? So the Gemara says, kala roi labila, ain't bila makeres. You have to be able to do belula b'shem. But if it's not roi labila, that's ma'akif. So that became an expression in Shas. Kol roi labila bila eina ma'akeves bai, kol she'eina roi labila bila ma'akeves.
Now,
it's a very big chiddush, what Tosfos wants to say, is that the same thing is true by the piksavim. The piksavim is who somebody who could speak could already write. So Torah doesn't say the words like mepiksavim. Torah says the words mepiyam. So mepiyam, but like mepiksavim means mepiyam. They have to have mouth to speak with. They have mouth to speak with. It's not ma'akiv. They can write also. But if they don't have mouth to speak with, then it is ma'akiv. Now, what Yud is saying is, what does one have to do? What does Keteris have to do? You'll say tefillin. If a person doesn't have tefillin, so he's not right to put on tefillin, so he has to put on tefillin. But if I have tefillin, so I don't have to put on tefillin. No? I make kiddush. If I don't have a cup of wine, so I'm not right to make kiddush, so kiddush ma'akivai. But as long as I have a cup of wine, so what do I have to make kiddush for? And kiddush ma'akivai. So avada, it's kind of hezbo. Where do you come to such a kiddush? What do you say, Kol Shein Aroi Labim? But I've had it depends. But there is a Taisvis in Ksubas Chafam and Beis who says such a svara, and the Beis Shmuel appears to be using Yenet Taisvis and applying it. Everyone jumps on the Beis Shmuel that it's not Taisvis. That Taisvis is not talking about Kiyum Shtaris. That Taisvis holds B'chol HaToyra Kula this way. If someone sees Reuven kill Shimon, so Tosfos holds, if he's capable of speaking, he could say this b'ksav. It's not lav dafka kiyum shtaris. That Tosfos holds b'chol haTorah kula, the whole zeres doesn't be able to b'ksav him, only is memayin and Elang, it's not memayin anybody else. That's Tosfos shita. We don't pass them like that Tosfos. That Tosfos is a Rabbeinu Tam shita, it's considered a das yachid. Taisa Shita is that Edom could always say Edis Miksav. And we don't pass them like Taisa. You're not going to find one Taisik that passes like such a Taisa that all Edis can say Edis Miksav. We know, we learn all the Sugis and Shas, we assume that PM, the line picks up, applies to everybody. So for the Beis Shmuel to take a Svar of Taisa that we don't pass them like and apply it to Kiyum Shtaris, so that, I think this title brings B'Shem Deshach. Deshach has Matmiya, there's no Makar for such a thing. So Beis Shmuel's teretz is his teretz, but it's a shvera teretz. It's a problematic teretz. So we're going to jump to the Beis Meir's teretz, even though it's tactile to say it brings a tzais, we're going to jump to the Beis Meir, because the Beis Meir is a big yisayid, and it's a yisayid that touches on something that we've spoken about numerous times, and it's gonna help answer here, and it's gonna be a chazara of this yisod. To be magdim, to understand the Beis Meir, we have to go back to something that you should chazain the big yisod in shtarais. When we spoke about din shtar last man, we spoke about it. It's basically the kasha of the Baal HaMor. Every single star, why isn't every single star possible because of the PM of the Pig Sabbath? Every single star, a star Kenyan, a star Nahavah, anytime I bring a star to Bez, every star that you bring to Bez, let's say I buy a house from you and we sign a star, and then 3 years pass or 5 years pass, you say it's your field, and I come and I bring my star, so star is good. They could be dead. Shtarais are a good raya. So the Baal HaMor asks this big kasha that how could shtaris ever be good? Every single star should be possible as mepiyam v'loim mepiksav. This is the Baal HaMor's kasha, which sets off a big tumult in the Rishayim. So I once gave out this photostat of the Ktzais. I should do it again just so it should look familiar to all of you. The Ktzais brings the Baal HaMor's kasha. It says, Yesh arba shitas b'Rishayim. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. It's not your typical Ktzais. It just brings four sheetahs in the Rishayim. One sheetah, of course, is the Taisis and Ksubis. Taisis and Ksubis holds that Mepiyam V'loim Mepiksavim is only someone who can't speak is a psul Mepiyam V'loim Mepiksavim. But if you could speak, you could do it by writing. So Tosis and Ksum is hold that there's no chinami, that there's no psalm at PM Balaim Piksavam, stories are good, letters are good. We spoke about the Rambam Shita. What was the Rambam Shita? Rambam Shita is. I'm going to ask you again, it'll come up again this year. What's the Rambam Shita? All shtaris are the Rabbanim. That the Torah pack apostles all shtaris. And the Rabbanim saw the world can't exist without shtaris. So the Rabbanim instituted shtaris. But the Rambam Shita is that all shtaris are the Rabbanim. The Iker Shita Lahalacha is the Shita of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor, which we were masbel last time with the phrase Din Shtar, the Baal Hamor says that Eidos Iksav is possible. But there's a concept of Shtar, there's what we call, Chaim called a Din Shtar. The Torah is Megalit by Kosef Sefer Krisus, by Gittin. The Torah is Megalit. There's a concept of Shtar, and if it's a Shtar, it's an exception to Mepik Savam. Something that has din shtar, we have to define what's a shtar. But any shtar is kemishnechru eidusa bebezdin, and something that has a din shtar, that has whatever is required to have a name shtar, we have to talk about what gives something a name shtar. But if it has a shem shtar, then it's kosher. If it's just eidin, it can't come to bezdin, they write a letter to bezdin, that letter is not a shtar. And therefore, a letter, they write a letter, I can't come to Dear Bezdin, I can't come, I just want to verify, doesn't this happen? That's possible. If it's a shtar, then it's kosher. That's the Baal Hamor's teretz, that's the Iker Shita LaHalacha. It's Baal Hamor, it's Tosis also, the Tosis calls it, not the Tosis Subis, but the other Tosis. That there's a shtar and a letter. Someone tell me, what's the difference between a shtar and a letter? What makes a shtar and a letter a letter? Let's say I have two witnesses, we can't get to Bezdin. So we take out a piece of paper. We write on this and this day, and this and this place, we saw this and this happen, and they both sign. What makes something a shtar or makes something a letter?
Shtar makes it up. If something makes it up, a letter informs you what happened.
A letter in front of shtar doesn't inform you what happened. Shtar kinyan makes it happen. What about shtar raya? What happens if it's a shtar raya?
So
depends if it's the gaya to you alone or it affects someone else. What you're saying is right. What he's saying is the same thing as Dasam Skaya. He's just saying it like logically, and Dasam Skaya is saying the did. One step at a time. Again, we're not talking about Asuya. I went now back to the Baal Hamor's Kash, the Baal Hamor's Teretz. Okay, there's a difference between shtaris and letters. Okay, what makes something a shtar and something a letter? So the difference is, yeah, how did you phrase it? Something that gave to other people is a. Is a letter. So if I saw something yesterday, I can't come to Bezdin, I write a letter to Bezdin, so it affects other people. Why is that no good? No, I get a summons to come to Bezdin and say, hey, I'm busy that day. I'm busy. I have to be in a different city. So I write them a letter, I sign it, or the two of them sign it, and I send it. So that's possible. That's in PM Life Excel. What makes that a letter and that a shtar? So I write it the same lashon. That would be a letter. If I write, if I Reuven borrowed. All right. So why can't they do that? The two Adim, they should write it. We saw this. Okay, in the Lashon, I would think logically it is that way. The question is, what in halacha changes it? Because if all they have to do is just write it the right way, we should let them know. We'll write them a letter and tell them how to write it, and they'll write us back a letter that way. So the difference is what we normally call das habeskayus. Das Hamaschayiv, a phrase that you heard many times, the Balamar is the originator of the fourth expression. Ashtar needs Das Hamaschayiv. What is Das Hamaschayiv? It means the man who stands to lose by this star, he's the one that authorized its right. Who stands to lose by a shtar mechira? The person selling. So, kaisa shtar l'meicher. Who stands to lose by a shtar halva? The loiva, the one who borrows. And if there's das hamischayiv, that gives something a shem shtar. If there's no das hamischayiv, das hamischayiv meaning that the person who stands to lose is the one who had the shtar done. He ordered the shtar. If he's the one that ordered it, it's a shtar. Anybody else orders it, it's not a shtar. But that's still not enough. There's some exceptions. What are some exceptions from shtar, shtarais that are not das hamaschayiv? There are a few shtarais that don't have das hamaschayiv. Not many. There are a few. Prusbel is a good example. What's prusbel? You owe me money. I lent someone $10,000. Shemitah's coming. I want my money back. So I go and I write a prusbel. I write the prusbel. So I want to get my money back. Who is the prusbel mechayiv? The borrower. There's no das hamaschayiv. Do whatever you want, but the shtar is not a shtar. You have to bring eidim that you made a prusbel. No, you could do it. That you could do. But the shtar is not a shtar. That's fine. But now the Lego claims you didn't write a prusbel, you claim you did. So you pull out your shtar prusbel. What does that help? That's not a good proof. The prusbel causes a hefsek then.
That's not a direct cause.
It's a very direct cause.
Yeah, but it's always.
It's a very direct cause. Now what?
He owed him beforehand.
Shemitah's going to knock it off.
The
prusbel caused him a loss. He had a chiyuv which would expire, and this causes the chiyuv to expire.
So
he said, "Let's yawn forever." Just read it. But this would cause, under certain circumstances, for it to end. If he's not a messiah, personally, you could argue. Yeah, let me try a different one. What about Maidor? Maybe I'll answer all of them. Shtar Maidor. What's a shtar Maidor? What's a shtar Maidor? Let's say someone comes to me and he says, "If you don't sign the shtar, I'm going to burn down your house." If you don't sign the shtar, I'm going to burn down your house. If you don't sign the shtar, I have something of yours, I'm not going to return it to you. So what do you do? You stuck chalim in such a situation. So if you don't sign the shtar, I'm going to do something. So you stop. So this is a halacha. You're meiser meidah. Meiser meidah means before you sign the shtar. You go into a bezdin, you're only bezdin. You go to two eidim. You tell two eidim, hareini meiser meidah lefnechem, I'm letting you know that anything that I sign regarding this and this karka, I'm claiming that I'm being forced and it shouldn't be binding. Okay, that's called a meidah. Now, no, 1 minute. I make a meidah to them, then I sign it. Now, the meidah doesn't prove I'm telling the truth. I might be lying. Right? I might be lying. It might be that I'm making up the story. But it gives me a din mosek. But the fact that I signed it doesn't prove anything. So the meilo, we have to have a din tayr. Halacha is that when I'm meiser meidah, the people I'm meiser meidah in front of write a shtar meidah. It's usually I can't take it out the next day. He has something of mine. I'm afraid he's going to do something to me. It's usually I hold the shtar meidah until the danger passes, whatever he has over me passes, and then I pull it out. That's called a shtar meidah. The shtar meidah is signed by these two witnesses. And a shtar meidah is mechayiv someone who doesn't even know about it. So what kind of das hamaschayiv is there? There's no das hamaschayiv by shtar meidah. This I'm asking to me. It's a little better. It's bad for him. It's a shtar meidah. That's a good shtar. It's just a letter. It's not a shtar. It's just a letter. It's a letter that says we saw this happen. So we say no. It's a shtar. It's acceptable in bed. Why is a shtar meidah? I assume so. seems so. So the shtar prosbul, the shtar medoy, and another one. No, every shtar ray is written dasa maschayev. A typical shtar ray you need dasa maschayev. There are a few that don't. What? What? Oh, Kiyum, okay. Third one is Kiyum. You have four, I'm forgetting one. The third one is Shtar Kiyum. Shtar Kiyum, Mekayim and Ashtar, even Shalai Bifnei Messiah. If I have a Shtar that you owe me money, and I want to be Mekayim and Embezzin, so the halacha is that we're Mekayim things without the presence of the Messiah. Mekayim things without the presence of the Messiah. That's a Shtar Kiyum. Shtar Kiyum could be done without the Messiah. What does that mean? You owe me money. I have a shtar. You're not ready to pay me. I'm afraid the Edom are going to move away. So I take my Edom to Bezdin. I say, Bezdin, do me a favor. Write what's called a hentik. Kiyum is a hentik. What's a hentik? Bezdin takes the regular shtar and they put their stempel on the bottom. Why does it help? It helps because later to be Mekayim stomp two people's things is very hard. To Mekayim, a stamp of a Bezdin, that's relatively easy. So Bezdin stamps my shtar, Bekoyim. That Kiyum, that Hentik, that Kiyum, is a loss to the Leiva, and the Leiva doesn't have to know about it. So we have here three cases, Prozbul, Maida, Kiyum, which don't need Das Messiah. So, what? The original shtar, I'm not questioning. What about the line on bottom which says V'maisav Tlosa Havina, we were sitting three Dayanim and we came in front of us Edim, they were Mekayim the Shtar and they said the Bezdin signs it. That little piece on the bottom, that piece is also a Shtar. It's a letter. It's not a Shtar, it's a letter. It's a letter from the three Dayanim. It's not a Shtar. Right, we said the Shtar writes and they are letters. How do you decide is this a letter or is this a Shtar? How do you decide what's a Shtar and what's a letter? That's a Messiah. Alright, so this thing at the bottom, it comes 20 years later, and finally he's Teveyim to pay. He goes into a Bezdin, and he says, Bezdin, this is Shtar. They say, Be Mekayim. I say, I don't have to be Mekayim. I have signatures of Dayanim. This is Dayanim, that's not acceptable in Bezdin, that's a letter. No, if there's a Ma'arer, you don't even have your Pashtus, you need a Torah, right? Pashtus, you're Rabbeinu Avigdor. You write this Ma'ari, you need Kiyum Adar, and then it could be Therabon, even if it's Therabon, then you're Therabon. This is a third thing, and there are four, I'm missing one. Three Shtarais, which work without Das Messiah. What? No, we're not talking about Kiddushin again. There's a fourth one of the Nominus. Right, you'll find it. Zot Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim's words, is that when we say Das HaMessayiv, I mean, really, we mean das, what Reb Chaim calls das bal hashtar. The das hamischayev means, what does it mean das hamischayev? The one who stands to lose. He's the one who is the bal hashtar. He's the one whose place it is to ride the shtar. Really, you don't need necessarily das hamischayev. The Baal Amor was talking in typical cases. Typically, it's das hamischayev. But really, das bal hashtar, whoever is authorized to write the shtar, could be the shtar de Rabbanan. Rabbanan saw that you need kiyum, and the stat attack of course the shtar kiyum of the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, okay, we're creating shtar kiyum. Does it need das hamaschayev? No. It needs das bal hashtar. Whoever is the bal hashtar could authorize it. Which means, you have letters, which are not acceptable in Bezdin, you have shtarais, which are acceptable. You have two copies, shtarais and letters. What goes under shtarais? Das hamaschayev, shtar written with das hamaschayev, or prosbul, shtar kiyum, shtar maidah, and the mysterious fourth one I can't remember. Those four, which are das bal hashtar, those go under shtar. All else goes under letter. If you're under shtar, you're acceptable in Bezdin as a proof. If you're under letters, you're not acceptable. And this is the cloud before we get to the stipla. The stipla says all this, but this is the cloud that you should remember as a cloud. Again, to review, the Baal Amor is Kasha. every shtar is b'piyam alay piksava. The fact that there are a number of terutzim, the ikar teretz of balamar, that there are letters and there are shtarais. How do you define shtar with das abeschayiv? We have to add Reb Chaim's knech, which is interesting. The stipler just brings it without quoting Reb Chaim. Kilu it's a davar pashut. That there are a number of shtaris that don't need das abeschayiv, like shtar kiyum, shtar prosbul he mentions, and these shtarais work straight out. And this is shtar, and this is letters. Now we come back to the Beis Meir. Now the Beis Meir, the words the Beis Meir says is very understandable. What was our problem? What's our whole problem today? The problem is there's an Elaine that was saying cannot be Mekayim Shtaris. And there's Mepik Savam, which are Amar Paskin, Mepik Savam could be Mekayim Shtaris. So Beis Shmuel said, Eliyahu is different. We said his reason is not Halacha. So we're stuck. So Dr. Beis Meir, very quiet. He says, Kiyam Shtaris works as long as something has a Shem Shtar. If it's under the column Shtar, it's good. If it's under the column letter, it's no good. Now, first of all, any piece of paper that only has one signature and not two can't be a shtar. Shtar, by definition, needs two signatures. So, right away, an Elaine alone who signs a piece of paper saying the Fadai Nechdav that this is their signature, that's a letter, that's not a shtar. So, that's Aleph. If there's one signature, that's a letter, it's not a shtar. It's Poshit, or Amos, and the Elaine can't write because the Elaine is one person. At Gilouim Timtza Leimer, they have two ilmen that are assigning. So for Stipler, a shtar is only a shtar if it's signed by someone who's kasher la'edus. The definition of a shtar, it's either ksav yodai of the Messiah, or signed by someone who's kasher la'edus. Someone who's pasul la'edus can't, it's not called a shtar, that's a letter. It has to be signed by someone who's kasher la'edus. Hayais and Elaine is pasul la'edus. So in Mela, what the even Lo Yitzur, you'd have two ilmim signing it. It's not a shtar, it's a letter. So what an Elaine does is Mepiyam Elaine Piksavim, it's missing the Shem Shtar. It's not a shtar. Be'alma, everywhere else, if two Edim would stamp sign a piece of paper, it's also pasul. It has to have a Shem Shtar, which means Das HaMasayim. By Kiyum Dafka, the Piksavim is good. Because by Kiyum, you don't need Das HaMashayim. By Kiyum, you just need that Bezdin should be Mekayim. Bezdin is the Bali Shtar. So, Memela, by Kiyum, there's no Psalm of Piksavim. A Kiyum that's signed, the truth is, Kiyum doesn't even need Bezdin. Kiyum needs two witnesses. If you have two witnesses signing on a Kiyum, that's a Kiyum. The Rabbanon created, it's a Rabbanon. The Rabbanon created Shtarei Kiyum without Das HaMashayim, which means it has a Shem Shtar with no Das HaMashayim. Zog the Beis Meir, what he wrote in Chayshim Mishpat is very true. For Kiyum, it's good enough if it has a Shem Shtar without Das HaMashayim, provided you have two witnesses and the Kosher Eid. That's good. By our Sugya, we pass the Leitosis, Elaim is no good, Mepiyam Elaim Piksavim. It's a letter. It's no good. This is how the Beis Meir answers. A Klal Gadol, when you learn, you see a kashrut, you see five terutzim. It's always better to hang your hat on the one that works with Klalei Hashas. First of all, it teaches you more. It's easier to remember. And second of all, it's probably true. He's taking the Klalim of the Peak Savam and applying it here and showing that it works here. So this is the site of the Beis Meir. And again, what are we trying to answer? We're trying to answer the Ramah. Why we have the Stiris Ramah, and he says an Elaim can't be Mekayim, and he holds that a Stam Edim could write Kiyum. Teretz is, anybody who's Kosher La'edis, and you have two people, could do Kiyum the Peak Sav, because it has a Shem Shtar, and so it doesn't have a Shem Shtar, it doesn't work. Why is an Elaine possible? A, this All right. There are two ways to answer. There's an easy way and a hard way. The easy way to answer is stifle it says in Suat Ktsais. The Ktsais says, Elaim is postulates and there is a cost of Mepia. Mepia means their voice, and the Melech, if there is a cost of Elaim is possible. That's the easy way out of the Ktsais. It could be that it's true even if you argue with the Ktsais. What the Ktsais is easy. The Ktsais says, there is a cost, so there's nothing to fight about. Okay, the question was asked, what happens if an Elaim could word the could mouth the words? Comes to Bezin, the PM, he mouths the words with his mouth. And Bezin understands it. It appears from Shulchan Aruch that the PM means your voice, not your mouth. And Shulchan Aruch, it's just clear, even if he can make himself understood, doesn't say mouth the word, but even if he makes himself understood, he nods his head in ways that you understand him, it's still the Elaim is possible. If he writes, if he writes with his mouth, that's not the truth. Okay, this is the aside. You have to know the difference between shtarais and letters. The key to knowing the Piyam Olympic Sum, the difference between shtarais and letters, when we talk about a din shtar, that's to be mafkiyat from having a shem on. Let's just learn the next few words, and I'll tell you what the next Indian here is. We have spent this whole man and this entire on the Fanei Nechtav and all side issues. We're coming now towards the end of the sugya, which is going to be at the bottom of the other base. And now we're getting down to the Saidis and the Mas. Let's learn the next few words, and I'll tell you what tomorrow's discussion, Bezos Hashem, will be. Efer the Gemara, Hacha Mayaskina, La'achar Shalomdu. La'achar Shalomdu. Gemara is telling us something happened. Originally, Chitzloris, they were not answering. They didn't know. Time, and Chazam made Exera, the Fanei Nechtav, Chitzloris. Time passed, and things changed. And because things changed, the halacha changed. Because Chutz La'aretz they became Talmidei Chachamim, the halacha changed, and suddenly in Chutz La'aretz they became Bekiyam and Lishma, and now Rabbah's maskim, you don't need Lishma. Now this opens up a big question. How are we going to deal with halacha with the Fanei Nechtav? Are we going to say, let's say Edom come from a different country to New York City with a shtar, the Fanei Nechtav? Are we going to say, well, let's be ma'ayim, at least in the Lishma aspect? The truth is the Kiyam aspect too, in both. This Gemara is talking about Lishma. I'm talking about Kiyam also. Are we going to say, well, it's Medina l'Medina, it's a Farsha Gemara, Medina l'Medina, you need Mefarei Nechtav. Or are we going to say, one minute, we're in the 21st century, we ain't Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima in the 21st century, no problem. Everybody has checking accounts. We'll check out his signature, we'll see if his signature is good. Alright, maybe you'll tell me, there his signature is in English, here it's in Hebrew. Alright, so we'll tell a get that's signed in English is kosher. Someone has to send a get from a different country, sign in English. Does the halacha change? Or do we say, no? It's a light plug. Chazal made a gezeira, the gezeira has to remain. This issue starts from the Ran, and Daf Aleph on the Beis, and Daf Harif. Before tomorrow, you have to learn the Ran. The Ran is Dibra Machlo V'Sugyan. And that Ran says a halacha, B'Shem the Rambam. I think, and if you'll prove me wrong, I won't be upset. I think it's a printer's mistake. I think it should say Rambam, not Rambam, because I can't find this in the Rambam. Maybe you'll find it. I'll be very happy. I think it's supposed to say Rambam. Now, why do I think it's supposed to, just because you can't find it in the Rambam, so maybe it's the Rashba. So I'll tell you. If you learn this Ran, you have to learn the Mechaber and Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph. He brings this Shita, Shem Yesh Aimrim. And the Gra says Ran B'Shem Ramban. So you have a choice. Either the Gra is a mistake, the Gra is supposed to say Ramban, or the Ran's a mistake, supposed to say Ramban. One of them is a printer's mistake. How do you figure it out? You pull out the Rambam and you look in the Rambam. So I looked in the Rambam. I didn't find it. This morning I pulled out the Torah to see how the Torah brings it, but somehow with people asking me questions, I didn't end up finding it in the Torah. Maybe we'll find it yet for tomorrow. But this is for tomorrow. Again, it's a big Yisayi. Yisayi is the question. Was this Gezeira straight out? Was this Gezeira not straight out? Yechlog Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach Shuvah there. And if anybody can remember the fourth shtar, I can remember today, I'll